It is the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, with us this morning on our Cyclone Insider as Iowa State gets ready to take on Memphis coming up on Friday at 2:30 is kickoff, and you'll hear the game right here on Kicks 101.1. Boy, John, you know, a lot of bowl games, there's a lot of unfamiliar faces, there's some opt-outs. Iowa State has one with TJ Tampa. He won't play in this one, but boy, Iowa State's got to feel in a pretty good position because not a lot of transfers, and there's a lot of guys who are starting this year that will be playing in this bowl game against Memphis.
Oh, absolutely. And the vast majority of them will be back again playing for Iowa State next year, which is exciting. And so, yeah, absolutely. Iowa State's had practically full strength. We'll probably learn a little bit more here with Matt Campbell's press conference here in just a little bit. But, yeah, absolutely. I think they're very close to full strength. And you always hope for that. And this is a team that has stayed pretty healthy over the course of the season. And so that certainly helped them accomplish what they've accomplished.
You know, Memphis has passed for over 3,000 yards. Ran, they have over 1,000-yard carrier this year. What do you think is the most dangerous aspect that the Cyclones will have to be ready for in the Memphis Tigers playing in their home stadium?
Yeah, they're a really good football team with an excellent offense. They average about 40 points a game, and their quarterback is a 3-year starter. So he's got a lot of experience. He knows what he's doing. And so, you know, you're going to face an offense that has some it factor to it. And now the one thing they are missing, they had two of their offensive line starters enter the transfer portal. So I don't know how much that will affect them up front. But you're right, they have had a very good running back in Blake Watson. They've had outstanding receivers. One of them used to play at Iowa State, Joe Skate. He's very talented. They've got a couple others that are very good as well. And then Seth Hennigan, a veteran quarterback. So, you know, at the skill positions, they're really loaded. And you know, as I mentioned, 40 points a game, I think that ranks 7th in the nation. So, you know, Iowa State has its hands full defensively, but John Haycock, tremendous defensive coordinator, love this Iowa State secondary, and I think it'll be a pretty good matchup on that end. And I think on the other flip of it, Iowa State can score quite a bit against Memphis. I don't think their defense is anything to write home about. It's not awful, but it's not great. And Iowa State's offense has really been clicking in recent weeks. So I would expect Iowa State to be able to put up some points. It could be a game, you know, a 28-24 type game. But I think Iowa State's got a chance even to spread it out a little bit even more than that and maybe win it by 8 or 10.
Also have basketball this weekend. That is Sunday with pregame at 11, kickoff at or tip off at noon right here. And it kicks Iowa State against New Hampshire before we get ready for conference play.
Yeah, last tune-up before Big 12 conference play. And, you know, of the, let's just call it bad teams that Iowa State has played, this is by far the best of those teams because New Hampshire is, I think, 8-4. They play in a conference with Vermont out in the American East, and they're not bad. I've watched them play, and they've got a really great player in Clarence Daniels. I mean, a big lefty that can score it in just about any spot on the floor and averages about 20 points and 9 rebounds a game. So they've got some talent. It'll be a good basketball game and a good tune-up before Iowa State gets into Big 12 conference play for sure. So looking forward to that one on Sunday at noon.
Yeah, definitely. So, hey, thanks for the time. Have a great call tomorrow, John.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.